Welcome back to another episode of the React Native Radio Podcast. Brought to you by Surge Pricing. Want me to push that code Friday afternoon? It's gonna cost you. Episode 290, React Native 2024 Survey with Bartek Bukowski.
Hello, everyone. As you can tell, I'm not Jamin, but I'll be hosting this episode. I'm Mazen Chami, and I live in Durham, North Carolina, with my wife and toddler. I'm a former pro soccer player and coach, and a senior React Native engineer here at Infinite Red. Today, I'm joined by Bartek Bukowski. I hope I pronounced that right.
Almost. Hello, everybody. I'm Bartłomiej Bukowski, or rather Bartek. Let's go with that one. I'm software engineer at Software Mansion, Krakow, Poland, and I'm also senior React Native engineer, and also the mastermind and the creator of State of React Native Survey.
It's awesome. And I also have here, you have been at Software Mansion for about close to, sounds like 8 years, and you worked at Expo for about 6 years or so. That's awesome.
To be precise here, yeah, I've been working for Software Mansion almost 8 years. That is correct. But for Expo, I've been working 4 years or something. And Expo gave me the experience of React Native, or gave me the sandbox where I could experiment with React Native, play with it, learn it, and see all the technical difficulties it might bring to the table.
That's awesome. Before we get into our topic, let's hear from our sponsors.
This episode is sponsored, as always, by Infinite Red. Infinite Red is a premier React Native consultancy located fully remote in the US and Canada. If you're looking for React Native expertise for your next project, hit us up at infinite.red/react-native. And don't forget to mention that you heard about us through the React Native Radio Podcast.
Okay, let's get into our topic for today. As we mentioned earlier, I'll be chatting with Bartek regarding the React Native 2024 survey. So before we kind of dig into a topic a little bit more, please tell us a little bit about yourself and how you ended up at Software Mansion.
All right. I've been here for 8 years already. I've joined as an intern for the summertime when I was still at my university, and I stayed after this internship program, and I'm enjoying my time here, solving React Native problems, learning new technologies, and shaping the future.
That's awesome. So how many years have you been doing React Native? You mentioned you were an intern at Software Mansion.
Right. I've joined as an Android intern person, but swiftly I realized that this company is mostly about React Native, and the project the company is doing are mostly about React Native. So I switched technologies, and back at that time, I joined Expo. I started learning this technology from the Android developer perspective.
That's amazing. Yeah. So can you tell us a little bit about how the idea came up from the survey, and if some other survey kind of influenced your decision to start this up?
Around 2 years ago, I changed my project at Software Mansion from the Expo to some client app project. I was given the technology that was already there. I was given the technical decision that were already made. I was given the architecture. And I started questioning these decisions. I started to search the web for the best solutions for each of the app aspects I was focused on. And I realized that the information about different technologies is spread all over the place. Some of on Twitter, some on GitHub, some on some blogs. I was missing a single place for all this information to be available for me in a regular format that I'm familiar with and I can use to compare different alternatives. I realized that on web, they do have a solution for that problem. There is this State of JS survey. And I've asked myself, why not to create one, but tailored specifically for React Native ecosystem. And that was the idea. And here we are, 2 years later, after the second edition of State of React Native Survey.
That's awesome. And thanks for bringing up the State of JavaScript Survey. It's one that I've heard of, not really familiar with it. And, you know, we'll include it in the show notes so the listeners can kind of take a look at it too. Digging a little bit deeper into the survey, how do you decide what technologies are represented? So, you know, I know React Native and our ecosystems, and given the open source ecosystem, there's a lot of packages. Like, I think the other day I was looking at calendar packages. There's a lot. What makes you decide what is represented in this survey?
I will admit that this is a very tough problem. What to choose and what to skip. I followed the idea that is powering the State of JavaScript survey. Devographics team, I believe, is doing quite an awesome job on filtering the technologies they are using. And on the very beginning, I just came up with the arbitrary set of questions, arbitrary set of sections, and I've asked my colleagues at Software Mention what they think about it. After this first phase, we open sourced the idea and asked our followers on the social platforms to join us and help us shape the question set for the first edition of the survey. Because that was the first edition and it was not popular at all, we didn't get much attention that time. But there were like a few suggestions, what should be included and what should not. Based on that, we created the first set of questions for the first edition. And it was lacking. It was lacking a lot. I believe after the first edition was like finished, there were a couple of voices in the community that, why they didn't include that? And it's such an obvious choice for this section, this category.
Yeah.
And I'm aware it happened, but I'm also aware that I was really like limited and I was not aware of everything back at that time. And I'm still not aware of everything that is happening in React Native ecosystem. But fortunately, I'm working at Software Mention, and Software Mention is known in the community for like shaping the React Native world in some specific spaces. And also, I've had a chance to talk with many people that are like popular and also are like shaping this React Native ecosystem as well. Thanks to that, the second edition is much better in terms of the questions, both quality and the like the scope.
That's awesome. There's always people out there that are going to point out something that you may have missed along the way. But I think looking at both surveys from the first year to the second year, you can kind of see the evolution of the survey and also just the evolution of the platform too, where, you know, there's more open source contributions, there's more people backing it, and even larger companies backing React Native that prompt all this. For our listeners, you know, we went over the survey in R&R 288, our previous episode. So give that a listen. And if not, actually to go on the website and check out the survey and see the results for yourself and see how they changed year over year. So I have a question regarding React Native specifically. Now that you've seen the result kind of come in for both years, how do you see React Native evolving over the next few years in light of the results that you've seen?
The key takeaway for myself from the results this year, I will name it evolution. React Native is evolving. Year after year, React Native is taking care of another set of problems. Many teams prioritize work to address some of the problems. And thanks to that, year later, the React Native ecosystem technology is much more mature. This year, I believe the most, let's say, hot question from my perspective are the pain points, React Native pain points. And last year, debugging was the main issue people were like having, and it is still this year as well. But there are like a bunch of companies trying to deal with this problem and deliver some solution towards this problem. I'm looking forward to the next year to see what another most popular pain point will be highlighted in the survey. And I'm keeping my fingers crossed for the unmaintained packages.
Yeah, I also want to kind of highlight something that you said, evolution. And I totally agree with you, because we saw it a while back where the meta team kind of put out a survey of their, I think they had some sort of quick survey, and they brought up like 5 to 10 points that were pain points in the community, and the kind of community voted on it. I believe that was in a discussion form rather than a survey. And you noticed how a couple things jumped to the top. One was, the one that sticks to mind is debugging. And then that was essentially addressed almost immediately. Upgrade helper, you know, the beginning of upgrade helper was something, you know, part of that. So evolution is very true. So you talked about the evolution of React Native. Was there anything from the survey that surprised you that you didn't expect?
For sure there is. We are asking in the survey about some aspects of the app development. For example, we are asking about state management solutions. We are asking about the navigation solutions. We are asking about the styling solutions. And the styling section is so striking for me, because there is so much going on regarding this topic. Given the fact that I'm working on my single project a long time already, and I've got one established solution there, I'm not looking for the alternatives at the moment. But, oh boy, look at the numbers. There are, I believe, 14 different options to style your React Native application at the moment. And I believe it's a very tough choice to make when you're starting your new React Native project. So yeah, the amount of solutions trying to address a single aspect of the app development process. Yeah, that was amazing to see.
I like that perspective. I know previously you mentioned unmaintained packages and having them get more love. Is there any other technology in React Native that you think deserves more attention than it's currently getting?
That's a very tricky question, you know. I will respond that like this. React Native is all about native, and I really enjoy that part of this technology. If there is anything on a native layer, say iOS, Android, web, or even any other platform that React Native could be used for, if there's any API that is getting more popular, I want to use it in React Native seamlessly. But I believe React Native is doing a good job on that part. If there's anything new on iOS or Android, there's always some React Native package that is offering this sweet new API.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's awesome. And I think not just from the React Native core team, there's also a lot of open source packages that are usually cutting edge out there. Talking about the building of the survey, I think, you know, one question that I have that I'm interested in is, what's the tech stack you used for the survey itself and the results?
If you ever checked out State of React Native survey and you also took part in State of JS, you would realize that these two seem familiar. Why is that? Because we reused the open software from DevOrGraphics team that they use to power State of JS, State of CSS, State of React this year, State of HTML, I believe, as well. And there was also State of GraphQL, I believe. So we reused the platform and we customized it at Software Mention to offer State of React Native. So speaking of the tech stack, it would be best for you all to just navigate to the DevOrGraphics site and read through the code base. But there is a mixture of everything. I believe there is a Gatsby for one part. For the other part, there is Next. I think that Astro is also there. And backend, plain Node, I believe, with some MongoDB under the hood. But if you are curious about the graphs. These are really nice.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
There is this very nice web library that is doing the heavy lifting there. But you know, I don't recall the name at the moment. I will blame the fact that we are copy-pasting from the original authors of the survey. So yeah, but what I like to tell here, Devor Graphics team is doing great job improving the software. And for the next year, we are planning to do a little bit of upgrade. Let's consider this year survey a version first of the framework, and next year we'll use the version 2 of the framework.
That's exciting. I'm excited to see that. Well, I think that's it for our episode for today. Bartek, I want to, you know, thank you for coming on and being our guest for this show. And, you know, hopefully we can have you on in the future again.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure to give you a sneak peek behind the scenes of the survey itself. And I'm looking forward to the next edition because there's a lot that might change.
That's awesome. Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Thank you again, and we'll see you all next time.
As always, thanks to our production team with editor Todd Wirth, our assistant editor and episode release coordinator, yours truly, Jed Bartoski, our director of marketing, Justin Husky, and our guest coordinator, Derek Greenberg. Our producer and host is Jamin Holmgren, and executive producers and hosts are Robin Hines and Mazen Chami. Thanks to our sponsor, Infinite Red. Check us out at infinite.red/ReactNative. A special thanks to all of you listening today. Make sure to subscribe to React Native Radio wherever you get your podcasts.